Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Friends, today we are reflecting on the story of a great man from Mark chapter 6, verses 17 through 29, St. John the Baptist. I have long had a loving and admiring relationship with St. John the Baptist, mostly because of my preparation for audition for Godspell in high school. St. John, who walked into the desert with a sponge filled with holy water, slapping people upside the head and singing, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." And in our perspective in today's gospel, certainly we see that written a little differently. But I think fundamentally it's the same, right? St. John comes into our lives. He witnesses as one whose whole life and mission was one of evangelization. And true to the theme of our radio show, Beyond the Damascus, it was a life of mission that came out of, that flowed out of a life of encounter. So we'll read from Mark's gospel and then jump in after that. Herod was one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed. Yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I'll grant it to you." He even swore many things to her, "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths to the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the sad conclusion of John the Baptist's story. And John's story started with a miracle and was punctuated by miraculous moments and ended here in a sort of image of the sacrifice of Jesus himself, right? That John, we could say, even died a martyr's death. What was the cause of his death? Well, it was standing up for righteousness, right? It was standing up for what he believed God was calling in the beauty and integrity of the sacrament of Christian marriage. Well, it wasn't Christian at the time, but where does John start? John's story starts in Luke's gospel, we see, as Mary goes to John's mother, Elizabeth. And in his first moments of life, as he's still growing in his mother's womb, we see John have this powerful moment of encounter with the person of Jesus. This encounter moment's profound for a couple reasons. Number one, why? Because he wasn't even formed as a breathing human person yet, but he was filled with the joy, with the life and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty sweet. I hope that happens to my future children as they're growing in the womb, right? Number two, why is this important for us? Because John's encounter, his baptism with the Holy Spirit, you could say, it happened through the word of Our Lady. It wasn't through Jesus coming and laying hands on John. In fact, Jesus was insulated in his own little womb, right? But Elizabeth says, "At the sound of your greeting, the child leapt within me for joy," right? It's the sound of Mary's word. It's the prayer of Mary announcing the Lord that transforms John's life forever. And it was that same Marian fiat that resounded through his life in the story that he lived. John puts us in a place of preparing for the declaration of Jesus's identity in giving his life for the mission of our Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. God, may we hear the call of St. John and, like you, be prepared to receive our mission and to receive that declaration over our lives. Remember those words that John was present for. You are my son, whom I love, and with you I'm well pleased. Thanks for joining us. God bless and have a great day.